Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, May 28, 2021, and this is our weekly MCO Blog Talk Radio show. Today I'm by myself. Carol's not in today, but I will be talking about decisions and persistence. Basically, I was on a call earlier with Florida Women Business Center with Tony Robbins, and she was talking about those principles. So I was like, let me jump on Blog Talk and give my point of view as well. So basically, just to summarize what she was trying to explain through the call today was basically sometimes we wake up, we have a great energy, we want to do something, and something is just not that. Sometimes it's a lack of persistence. Sometimes it's just we don't know what to do or we don't know how to do it. So basically, we fail most of the time to accumulate the habit of rushing our decision most of the time very slowly, or we can change our decision quickly and most of the time often. And basically, why it happened is because, going back to the first chapter, we don't have the burning desire. Or maybe we're influenced by other people easily. And those people might not influence in the right way. Sometimes it may be family, people that are close to us. And as I understand, we have a mastermind group for a reason. And it's good not to have your family next to you on that board. So basically, why I choose this chapter and persistence, because I see myself through the chapter. I can give like multiple examples of me in real life changing my ideas, or saying that I will do something and won't do it, or say I will do it now and will do it tomorrow, like procrastinating things. And in this chapter, if you read the book like multiple times, because I have to read it in English and in French to understand better, the author, Napoleon Hill, did refer to Mr. Henry Ford and basically of his ability to make like prompt decisions and then sticking to them. And the story told that was like basically Mr. Ford was very determined and stubborn about not changing the T-Ford production, when that was exactly what the designer wanted him to do. So if you remember, they were telling him, oh, we can't do it, it's not possible. And he didn't say, it is possible, or you can go back and study and come back, but it is possible. So he had that decision in mind, that brain desire, that he has to reach that goal, and it will be possible. Even though at that time, it was not easy for him to really have a 100% he wasn't 100% sure that it would happen. But he stick to that decision and make it every single day by doing something that make that happen. So basically, he stuck himself and continued to turn out to be really successful and end up like earning him a massive fortune. So that's what the first part of the chapter is explaining it. Then on the second part, the author was talking about like procrastination, and that we need to conquer procrastination almost basically by any means. Because basically, if we don't learn how to make it an habit to conquer it, procrastination will basically conquer us every single time. So making decisions like and slowly changing them is what successful leaders do. They don't stick with their choice at any cost, but instead they do adapt to it. I can relate to that because my father is exactly like that. So when I was reading this part, like I was physically seeing my father and was trying to remember whenever he says he has to do something, this something has to be done, he keep that and he go to the end. No matter what the price is, the cost is, he will still be successful at doing it. So basically, the main point is that you have to continuously like basically make decisions quickly and make things happen all the time by keeping momentum and basically procrastination at bay. Like just throw it out of your mind, put it away. And that happens on our daily basis, even though at work, maybe we don't prioritize stuff and we keep procrastinating. The stuff we keep are going to pile up because we still have to do it no matter the time frame. So we must know about our big rocks, our small rocks, whatever. So we must have a clear idea of what must be done every single day of our life to make sure that by the time we leave this earth, or by the time we can't do anything more, by a certain age, we can't do anything more, at least all the major decisions that we were supposed to take and face it, we did face in a very good or short time period. So, and he was also explaining that basically the people who must have or must help you alter your decision are going to be your mastermind group. We form it for a reason. We have a mastermind group for a reason. We sit down, we talk to them, explain what we're going through. They help us. Some people, basically, they did go through or what we are going through right now. So they are the best person to talk to, so they can help us and guide us. Also, I guess it's good not to have, as I said earlier, not to have your family, your mother, your dad, even though they're going to wish you success, they're going to do their best to help you on your mastermind group, because sometimes feelings do, instead of them telling you straight ahead about something that can be done, they might say, oh, I don't want to frustrate my daughter, or I don't want to make her feel bad, but I would tell her, yeah, she can do it. They would try to help on the side and knowing that it will never happen. Or even though it happens, it's going to be for a short period because you won't be able to stick to it because maybe they know you better. But having your mastermind group, like, has, like, people, like, outsiders, your friends maybe, or people that you're bored for, to have them, might know you at 100% and will be more truthful and tell you exactly the real thing. So I like this chapter, as I say all the time. I've been talking about that last year, a year and 2 years ago last year and last semester too, with Taylor and John. So this is a great chapter and it do resonate me all the time. So the next chapter is basically persistence. As I say all the time, it's just like a roller coaster ride. We have ups and downs on a daily basis and everyone do have that. Some days, I'm just flying. I'm not going to say like flying like a bird. I'm just going to fly like a plane. Other day, I'm just like a statue. I don't move. I don't try to do anything. It's just me. I guess it's a lot of us like that. But sometimes it seems like it's a ladder, and it's more common than the basic as a form. So the easiest way and most common to do when we face that difficulty is really to temporary setback. We tend to sit back, and also we most of the time easily quit. And basically, instead of giving up when we are feeling low on those times, I guess it's better to understand that we need to double down and persevere. So the most successful people aren't the ones who never take a hit. Because before you reach a point in life, there's going to be a lot of impediments on your way. There are going to be a lot of problems that you're going to face. Those problems might come naturally. Whatever might come on other levels, some problem or some impediments or some obstacle might come in a way that you don't understand how it comes. You can face problems, impediments, or obstacles from your family, from your friends, from people that are close to you, for people you are going to business with, for competitors, everyone. So it's things that happen. But the fact of you understanding those situations might happen and will happen on your way to actually success and not quitting will make you a successful person. There is no one nobody on earth who wake up and was successful the same day he chose or she chose that he will be or he will be successful. You have to go through a long path. The end result, and turn it back and look back on your life on where and what you went through will make you not only proud of yourself, but also make you happier and for you to be more, how can I put this word? more strict on yourself. Because if I wake up and everything's easy for me, I have a lot of money, I have whatever I want, it's not a problem. I'm like, okay, I got in the easy way. How can I keep it for a longer time? I might not, because maybe I didn't went through the struggle. But if I have to wake up and, okay, I have to go to work, I have to walk to go home, I have to eat tonight and tomorrow so I can save at least $2 so the next day I can catch the train. And also that day I will try to walk at least for 2 miles over the train so I can have more money to do this. Yes, the day that I will be a billionaire, I will understand what I went through. So basically it's a fight. Every situation in life is a lesson that we're going to teach or we're going to use for ourselves. So basically, these are the two chapters that I will talk about, decision and persistence. I always talk about persistence most of the time, always give my aha moment in the book. I like the chapter because I sometimes say when I was younger, I was not like that person. I was not the best of myself. But the more I go, I understand that it's something that is a must, and I must be very careful on how I do things and how I choose not to do things. So this was my show for this morning. Taylor's not here, so I was the only one on the show, but we'll meet you next Friday with Taylor along as well, too, and probably with John if he's available, too. So thank you so much, everyone, and have a wonderful Friday.